Welcome to the Amazing Race Podcast. My name is Dancing Jack.
Okay.
Not singing Jack, but Dancing Jack.
Okay, you're like way too energetic for me.
Well, I'm trying to get, we're going to be doing the Dancing with the Stars podcast.
Yes, we are.
People haven't heard, after Downton Abbey's over, and Downton Abbey is over tonight, final
but
episode.
But we're not recording until Wednesday.
We're going to record till Wednesday, so if you want to get your final thoughts in for the episode, you can call us at 385-309-0311,
calling time.
Or you can send an email to Downton Abbey podcast at gmail.com. That's for the Downton, actually for any, well, Downton Abbey, obviously, but. No, but we decided my wife really wants to do a Dancing with the Stars podcast, and me being the dancer I am. And if you saw the Goldbergs last week, I am Murray Goldberg.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And that
is my dream, to do the Dirty Dancing. I love Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, that was definitely you in that episode.
Oh, it was you and I, to a T.
Well, as far as you as being obsessed with a crummy movie.
Me being obsessed with a fabulous movie.
A crummy movie.
And also with me trying to get you to dance.
I did like when they...
The 30 years that I've tried to get you dancing.
Well, we didn't synchronize like they did in Dirty. Because I always thought it was stupid because at the end they all knew how to do the same number.
Of course they did. They've been working all summer on dance. They were dancing partners.
No, it
wouldn't be that difficult.
No. Phony movie. I don't want to get into this. But we are going to do Dancing with the Stars. And like I said, I don't know how it's going to work, but... I guess I'll critique the dancing, and you'll just do what you do.
Act fabulous.
Anyway, if you enjoy this podcast
and many more
podcasts, and the Walking Dead podcast with Three Super Guys, Sports Talk with Three Super Guys, Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen, and Leftovers, Lost, and all the other
Binge
podcasts,
TV.
Binge TV, which was next one we're doing is the House of Cards season 4. That will be a week from. Today.
Can I get all those shows in a week?
Oh, yeah. I've already got the first one down.
So basically, I won't see you, right?
No. You're going to be watching them anyway. Oh. You watch House of Cards.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Anyway.
Depends what kind of mood
I'm
in.
So that, and we also are going to talk about 11/22/63, the James Franco miniseries on Hulu.
I was 3.5.
I was not born yet.
Jack Glatfelter, you were 1.5.
Oh, that's right. I personally have seen John F. Kennedy in person.
Yeah, I know.
So I waved. He came over and kissed me as a baby.
Fabulous.
I'm just making that up. People believe it, though. But there is a picture of somewhere where my mom has where you can see me and JFK. But not in Dallas. It wasn't in Dallas.
No, it was in San Diego, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Anyway.
What do you want, cookie
so,
or something?
Anyway, we had another exciting episode of The Amazing Race. And this one starts out with them talking about Brody and Blair, and it's called Bloaty, which I thought was funny. That's pretty unprofessional, someone bringing his cell phone to
I'll
a
shut
podcast.
It off. I'll shut it off.
I apologize
sorry.
For the people listening at home. I'm sorry. But I thought it got a little old after a while, the whole bloaty thing.
Hashtag bloaty. But, you know, I do want to have a disclaimer. I don't know if the disclaimer is the right word. An apology.
Apology?
To Blair.
Blair?
When I really did a lot of close-up of her today, or Friday's episode.
Yeah.
She's very young. So now I get it, but
I told you that.
Do I ever listen to you?
No, that's your problem.
That's exactly no. My problem
she's
is that
young
I
young and she's you know she's
well no, I think she's really young. It's hard to say because we're old and everybody looks young to us.
Right.
Okay. So I don't know what she is.
Even Scott
Brody looks really old.
Even Scott looks young to us.
Who?
Your phone's still going off. Her dad. It was a joke.
Oh, it's my mother calling me. Anyway.
Well, we want to ignore that call.
Luckily, I did shut it off, or we would have been hearing an alarm.
Because you
anyway,
have an alarm for you have a different ringtone
for everybody. Yes, and I have a very scary
your mom
alarm.
Your mom's like the world's coming to an end.
Yes, alarm. Anyway,
when she is calling, it pretty much that.
Feels that way. Anyway, so when I looked at her, I was like, God, she doesn't look much older than maybe, I don't know, 22, 23.
Yeah, so you feel bad?
Yeah, I feel bad that maybe I picked her a little bad because I thought she was older.
So let's give an apology out to Blair.
I'm sorry, Blair, but you still bug me. Your voice still irritates me.
But she wasn't that annoying today.
Well, a couple times.
You think so?
I don't know. For me, maybe it's because I never had a dad, so I never got to say daddy. But I think she was a little old to be calling her dad daddy.
Well, now we're going to criticize how people call their dad.
No.
Anyway.
What's the matter? I had to get something to drink. I thought you would keep talking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Great. We're a great podcast
anyway,
team.
So anyway, he threw me
you
off
keep
here.
Keep saying that. You don't even know what to do, do you? You're all red. If you guys can see him now, whenever he gets embarrassed, he gets like bright red in the face, and he is like neon red.
Well, because we screwed up here, but I don't want to throw you under the bus.
Throw me under the bus. You're going to hurt my feelings.
Get your drink on your own time. So they,
since when do you have feelings?
They're all heading to
me?
Geneva, Switzerland.
I know.
I'd love to go to Geneva, Switzerland.
Well, we were in Zurich, Switzerland.
Zurich. Yeah, we were in Zurich. But I would, no, I'm definitely going back to Zurich again. Or we're definitely going back to Zurich.
I was looking at you. Hello.
Yeah. They need to find a 400-foot jet stream for their next clue, which I thought was pretty cool.
It was very cool.
Corey asked what they speak in Switzerland. He goes, Swiss. And that I'll be honest with you, I didn't do my research when we went there, and I've talked about another podcast. They speak almost anything but English.
I would
agree.
At least
people we were trying to find. I mean,
right.
They're the nicest.
Very nice. People. But we thought it was going to be more like German. Didn't we think that?
I thought it was either going to be German or English.
Right. And we were surprised that there's different dialects of the German.
They have five different languages that they speak. And one is, but the most common one I thought was French.
Yes.
That's why I've been learning French.
And would you like to tell us your words you know?
Merci. Anyway, so. But I will.
We would have been when I asked you that question. You should say we.
We.
Merci means thank you.
Mercy, I know what it means.
Well, then when I asked you, would you like to say it, you would say yes, not thank you.
Well, you said give a word.
No, I said, would you like to tell us some of your words?
Oh, I said, mercy. Monsieur?
I would have said oui.
Anyway, so if you're going to go over to Switzerland
Europe.
Or Europe, I've determined that speaking to other people that have gone to other different countries, that French is probably the one language that it's probably universal over there.
I would concur
there.
With you.
That just going by the – and I'm sure people have been to other places and say, you know what, it doesn't work.
But like that – like we realize, obviously, because we realize that after the fact, that Switzerland, Paris, even in –
You mean France?
In France, sorry. Switzerland, France, and we realize in London or England that it's all Paris. I mean, it's all French. Right.
Well, there's a lot of the French are everywhere.
Right.
And so it helps to have – But like I said, again, people in Switzerland, nicest people in the world, but we got lost there. So anyway, so you got Brody and Blair stare at each other at the airport, and they're playing like loving music and stuff like that. And the dad seemed like he was like not comfortable with it. Scott?
Yeah, I would say it was
like,
yeah,
it's kind of like, you know, it's some guys looking at your daughter. And I'll be honest, I'm a father who has two, you know, lovely daughters. And, you know, when guys would be staring at him, you'd be staring back at him like,
don't be looking at my daughters.
Don't look at my daughters. But he took it in stride. Fans are happy to see all the people there. I think all the fans are happy. They're all the internet.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
They're all getting their picture taken, and it was
like the one or two times you and Jay were recognized. It was always kind of cool.
It was always cool. So on the plane, the models asked which country Switzerland is in.
Right.
So it's one of those things where you kind of pick on them, but it's like. We've all said stupid things.
Oh, absolutely. So, at their young age,
you say stupid things, but it was kind of funny because I'm like, okay. Anyway, they all race to the next clue, the 450 jet stream.
Yeah. What's the purpose of that, though? Does anybody know? I like to know what that purpose was. Just for decoration?
It's something cool in there, you know, something to have in there. You know, every town has, every place has, this, you know, something that's different.
Okay.
It was cool, wasn't it?
It was all right. I don't think it was like, wow.
You didn't think it was amazing?
No.
It went up 450 feet in the
Wonderful.
Air.
Wonderful. No.
Okay. You're against the jet stream. We'll make a note. I'm going to call Geneva tomorrow and say, hey, Cindy, not liking the jet stream. Can we get something different?
Wasn't that impressed.
All right. So we'll get to, when we get to the broken chair. We'll
I wasn't impressed with that either. I thought that was stupid.
Well, there goes world peace.
I know there's some symbolic. God, I can't even speak today because I'm exhausted.
I'm so exhausted
because you sat on your butt. But
whoa! Who did the addict?
Okay. Anyway, I'm sure there's some. Oh my gosh! Will you say the word?
Symbolic.
Symbolic, meaning to the broken chair, but I still don't get it.
I tried.
I'm sure people go to yell at me.
I explained
now.
It to you.
I know,
but you didn't like my answer. Let's see. They all race to get the next clue. They have the next clue, and they're heading to
workbench.
No,
right?
No, not there yet. No, they had the chocolate raw.
Oh, the chocolate thing. I'm
the
sorry.
The chocolate place. And
people.
I think it was Aaron and Jocelyn asked us if chocolate is good in Switzerland. Yes.
Yes.
Just say that yes.
Oh, my gosh.
The hotel we stayed at every day gave us chocolate.
Free.
Huge. And we would tip them, and they'd look at us like.
Well, we're crazy because people don't tip in Europe.
I guess they don't tip in Europe. But they would have this cart come around. Oh. Well, they left you chocolate in your room.
Yes.
And you would eat that. And then they have these big, giant chocolate bars.
Huge.
Chocolat. And I'm telling you, if you like chocolate, go to Switzerland. It's a different
taste.
It almost got to the point where I was like, all right, stop bringing me chocolate. I'm tired of eating.
But you know what? Whenever you eat chocolate here, it's just not the same.
It's not the same. Sorry, Hershey's. Yeah. And I'm from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and we've been there. And we've Hershey been there. Hershey Park.
It's good. Hershey's good chocolate.
Yes, yes.
It's not Switzerland.
No, it's not.
It's not chocolat.
No.
Let's see. They get their clue and head to the next. Bernie and Ashley grab the first spot. Blair and Scott come in last. Some people were confused where to go.
Yeah, they were like trying to figure it out. They went to the wrong store first, right. And they realized it was a different
street. Because
they're all
bunched. And this is a theme for the episode. Everyone is bunched together.
Yes. The most I've ever seen, because we didn't start watching it till later, so I know there was other times they did that, but it's the most we've ever seen.
I wonder if it was done intentionally because it made a nice selfie at the end to have everyone there. You know,
no, you can't plan that. You have the trains. No. If you're planning that, then you're putting yourself in the mix of who's coming in for a second. So that's not planned. I think it just happened.
Right. Okay.
That's what I'm sticking with.
All right. I'm going to say it was maybe planned. They're spending the night in a basement cave.
Night of the Round Table.
It seemed like a Night of the Round Table type thing. Brody and Blair having a friendly chat.
Okay, they overdid it. He was on the side, and they weren't cuddling. They were talking to each other.
Yeah.
They're really making more of it than it is. Really? Are they that bored?
Well, let's be honest. You're sitting there. You got no internet. You're sitting there. You have no TV. What else you got to do but to talk about other people? It's what we do as humans.
You're right. So bug me.
They go the next clue. Bernie and Ashley, the first. It's a Swiss chocolate place. There's a clue in the chocolate.
Right.
The two choices are workbench or bench work. Workbench is you have to build a Swiss Army knife.
Right.
Which I would not have done. And the other one is bench work is count how many people can sit on a. It's a long bench.
They claim that it's the longest bench in the world.
Right. That's what they say. And. Can fit so many people, and you have to sit on the bench.
And read the paper.
One person has to be on the bench at all times. You just overlap. You just keep crossing over each other. And you put the paper out, and you got to figure out how many people can fit on that bench at one time. Bernie and Ashley brought a counter.
That's smart.
A clicker. I mean,
if you're familiar with Amazing Race, that would be a great...
Yeah, there's a lot of counting involved.
Yeah, that would be a great thing to have.
I wish I could bring a GPS.
I don't think that wouldn't be fair because then you would because they can't have phones or anything like that.
I know. I just think it would help. Jessica and Brittany choose a workbench, which they're going to do the Swiss Army knife, but they're struggling to find it. We'll get to that later on.
I thought the sitting on the bench was called workbench.
Bench work.
Oh, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I apologize.
You know, I did ask a couple of times. I couldn't figure it out. But
yeah, you and I were. I thought it was a knife something. Anyway. It's okay. It's all right. Fine. Go.
It's one or the other, people.
Yes, that's right.
It's one or the other.
One's the knife. One's the sitting.
Yeah. You don't want to sit on the knife, though.
Oh, God.
That would be painful, especially if you got...
Did I ever tell you when I fell one time skating, my blade went in my butt?
That's nice. I had that happen one time. I was working in a rink, and we're going to get a little graphic here. A gentleman fell, and he fell backwards, and his blade went into his buttocks.
Mine did, too.
And he was bleeding pretty bad. Luckily, I didn't have to take care of him. There was a paramedic there, and he patched him up until he could get to the thing. I said, oh, thank God.
Well, I ruined my favorite Schmendefer pants.
What pants?
Schmendefers.
Might want to explain that to the kids playing at home, because I've never heard of those.
Those were the 70s. They were very cool to have.
That was Dittos.
No, that was early 70s. These were a little like high. It was high school, so it was like 77, 78. Schmendefers were.
You sure Dittos weren't in that era?
Dittos were 74, 75, 76.
I'm going to say it's later than that.
No.
Because I was in junior high.
No, I was in junior high when I had Dittos.
And for the kids playing at home, junior high is middle school.
Right. But anyway, so I ruined my only pair. It took me forever to get them. They were $35. I worked at McDonald's to get them. And I ruined them with my blade went in my butt. I was goofing around and blade went in my butt.
If
you want, I don't know if I ever show you my scar. I saw that scar. But anyway, I went to the fabric store that was in the mall. These are the 70s, so there was a fabric store in the mall. And I got myself a little elephant.
You know, the sad thing today is those would be trendy, those the Schmendefer with a lace cut in the butt.
Well, no, because it was right in the buttocks.
But so, it would be trendy.
Yes, you're right.
Buy pants with holes in them.
Let me just say, I could never buy those other pair. So I got a little patch, and I put a little elephant patch on my bottom, and I still wore them.
There you go.
I wouldn't do that today.
No.
But it was cool then.
That was cool.
With the bell bottoms.
There you go. Bell
with my big
jeans.
Old heels. Wedges.
The way they used to dress back.
I know.
Hey, it's better than the shoulder pad look.
Yes, true.
Let's see. But now I'm completely lost where I'm at.
I'm sorry. It brings back memories when we're talking about certain things.
There's some chess players on there. And I know you're – were they put there intentionally? were the chess players just put there to have come up some kind of obstacle, something to kind of throw them off?
No, because you're going to ruin it for everybody.
Because this is why I'm saying it.
Okay, why?
Every person I met in Switzerland were the nice. I mean, it's literally. I'm sure there's mean. I'm sure there's bad people in Switzerland.
Okay.
I'm sure there's bad. Every person I met, and you would say the same thing, were the nicest people
I've
ever
met.
These chess players seem to be getting a little annoyed.
I don't think they were.
I thought they were getting a little annoyed. And I'm saying maybe they're the two. Maybe they're the two people in Switzerland.
You always got to be that person that ruins it for everybody. You got to put that little negativity, don't you?
It was not being negative. It's just saying.
You're saying it was planned.
I'm asking if it was planned. I don't know.
We can't just.
It just seemed odd.
Can't we just be naive and just go with the flow?
It just seemed odd that you choose the biggest bench in the world to play chess on.
No, it's a beautiful scene. It's got the sun. They said the sun's coming.
Are there no tables there? There's no benches there? I mean, no tables on that you can play?
I'm not going to talk to you more about it because you're going to spoil it for me.
All right. Anyway.
And the listeners that are listening.
Well, I apologize. Zach and Rachel, Tyler and Corey, and Blair and Scott choose Workbench. They're building a Swiss Army knife. And those are our daughter brought home a Swiss Army knife. She was very happy about that. I wanted to bring a cuckoo clock home, but
you said no. Oh, don't even go there. I wanted a cuckoo clock. You said no.
I said, where are we going to put it?
I said, we ship it home. You go, no.
Yeah, you know how much it costs to ship it home?
Exactly. Now you hear that, people?
Next time the truth comes out.
Next time the truth comes out. You didn't want no cuckoo clock.
Brittany and Jessica walk right by Workbench, so they decide to go bench work.
Yeah.
They walked right by Swiss Army knife. They were struggling. They said they had a kid at home. They said something about having a kid at home. One of them grew up on a farm or something like that, that building a knife was going to be easy for him. You don't remember that part?
Never said about a kid.
A kit.
Oh, kit.
You don't build a kit at home. It's not Frankenstein.
I thought you were saying kid.
Not Frankenstein. Hey, I'm going to build a kit at home. Yeah.
You know, you make one.
Take this piece here, this piece here.
Jack Lapo's got to take it and make fun of you.
Hey, you. Hey, how's your kid? I don't know. I just built it. Just built my kid.
I'm sleeping now.
Dana and Matt choose bench work. Dana is still coming across as the ugly American. She just seems like she's just.
I know.
I'm sure she's not. But we'll get to it later on. Sherry and Cole, Brittany and Jessica are lost.
Shocker.
They finally find it. Bernie and Ashley are first, but they come up with 217, and you have to between 190
and 197.
Yeah, there's a grace. There's a little,
a little grace, which that's I was nice.
But 217, so I guess their counter was a little off.
Uh-huh.
Both are tough challenges. But
extremely.
I'd much rather do the bench one than the knife one. Because
really?
I don't.
Yeah, you don't have patience. I would agree with you.
I don't have the patience. I just don't have it. Zach and Rachel think they're done, but he's having trouble with it. It shouldn't be this hard to work.
You shouldn't have to put pressure on to make it close,
a Swiss Army knife is like,
it's a beautiful knife.
It's a beautiful, beautiful knife, and it has all everything. It has the toothpick.
Yeah.
Which is always important. It has the little scissors.
Yes.
You know, you need like your nose hairs clipped.
And a little corkscrew.
A little corkscrew, which is important.
So many things.
Yeah.
I love it.
Why didn't you get one when you were there?
I'm not into it.
Because you're pouting because you didn't get the, cuckoo clock. Let's see. But they forgot a blade. They forgot it was number 12.
Yes.
They forgot the blade. Dana and Matt guessed 203.
Still a little bit too much.
Yeah. Aaron and Jocelyn guessed 240, which I don't know how they got 240. At one point, they had 19.
I know.
So I don't know where they went from. Did they times it by something?
I don't know.
Bernie and Ashley guessed again 201. So there it is. I'm getting it right. Hurt and Brody, they get it, and they tell everyone it's 190.
Right.
Well, they tell a few people.
That's 190.
Dana knocks, she goes, well, at first she said, just sit on the chest, just move it. And then she sat there and she kind of hit it, bumped into it. And Matt goes, be careful. I don't care.
I know.
So she's
just so cranky.
Yeah, I think she's just not coming across. She's getting the bad edit.
Yeah, she is.
Tyler and Corey finished the Swiss Army knife first. They're now heading to find the broken chair. Jessica and Brittany guess 163.
Yep.
Wow. A little off.
Yes.
Sherry and Cole get it. But here's what bugged me the whole episode. They didn't tell Jessica and Brittany the answer. And Brittany, was it Brittany or Jessica? One of them was helping Cole with the thing last time.
Seemed like
they were working together and they just left without telling him the clue. So
maybe that's why it was shown, but maybe it wasn't really that way.
Well, they finished. They're,
you're right.
I mean, they're right.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I know.
Maybe they're rushing to get to the train.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know.
It just seemed, you don't have to do it. It just seemed odd that they didn't help him at that point.
That's your point.
Dana and Matt finish. Aaron and Jocelyn finish. Zach and Rachel finish. They say, good luck, Blair and Dad. So I guess people don't know Blair's dad's name is Scott, just for the record. Blair and Scott finish. Models are still struggling.
Yes, they are.
They finally get the correct answer. Dun, dun, dun. Tyler and Corey first to attempt the challenge. Flags of the 10 countries. They have to find 10 countries of this map.
The first ones that formed it. There was
many countries, but they
right. They wanted the 10 countries that formed the United Nations. Right. That's who they were.
And it's in Geneva, and the broken chair is overlooking it. And so they got to find it. Corey and Kurt, Cole and Bernie are the first four guys there trying to figure it out.
Right.
And they're like going, is this, and it's hard because who knows all the flags.
Right.
But I'm guessing.
I wouldn't know it.
But I'm thinking this is going to come up in the final.
This
flag, someone better write it down because I'm thinking this is going to come up in the final.
Good point.
Because it was a tough one.
Yeah, it was.
So you're going to have that one person go, I didn't think to write them down. Just saying. Trying to find the flags. They're going on. Corey thinks that he has the key. There has to be a key. So
makes sense.
Him and Bernie are running around trying to find a key, which I thought they were working together.
I did too at one point.
And then Matt is next, comes up, and Corey figures out, but he still seems to be struggling. Corey figures out what it is.
Right.
That it's on the map. The map is on. You have to count the flags.
Right.
Say, find the flag, look up, get the flag, and you'll figure out. You have to get obviously 10 flags. He tells Matt, but nobody else. I go, where did Matt come from
when
he was working with Bernie? But maybe because the other three guys are so close, but he tells Bernie, I know.
But he wasn't even the first to be done, though, right?
No, he was struggling. He messed up. He got the wrong flag,
okay.
But he was still struggling. He just seemed too out of place.
Yeah, he
which
did.
Is unusual for him. Rachel's next up to try. Bernie finally figures out. He goes, it's the map. There's a map on it. This is what it is. You know. Corey is first to try it, but he's one off.
Yes.
And then Bernie is first to finish. Dun, dun, dun. Blair is next up to try. They had it for the... the next thing, when they get the clue, then they're going to head to the front. They're leaving Switzerland, head to French Alps of, I can't read my writing, Chamonix, birthplace of the Winter Olympics. Did you see that hockey thing?
Yes, it was. It was,
it was
cool.
Outdoor, wasn't it?
I know, it was.
I love to play hockey outdoors.
Me too.
I'm going to Switzerland.
Play a hockey outdoors?
I play hockey outdoors. I'm going to do it. It'll be my final hockey game.
Good job.
Ever playing.
Okay.
Blair and Rachel and Jocelyn are all working together. This comes up later on in the race.
Right.
Nobody wants to help Jessica. She shows up and nobody wants to help Jessica.
I know. And I just thought, oh my God, be quiet. You keep going on and feel sorry for yourself and you're wasting time, all that energy of being negative.
And I did write that. I said, I understand her frustration.
Absolutely.
Because it was obvious that everybody was
working,
excluding her.
And
she was helpful to other people in the race.
You're right.
And I think this is going to be a problem later on in the race because you have so many people that are being helpful. When it gets towards the end, people are going to have their feelings hurt when someone doesn't. When in the end, it's still a race.
You're right.
And I agree with you. She should have said, okay, I need to stop this, concentrate on what I'm doing, and get this.
Absolutely.
And I think she was just so frustrated at that point that nobody was, because they did help people.
Yeah.
And then nobody helped them.
Right.
But I kind of get it. She was right, though. Nobody wants to help the team in because you want to finish in last.
Exactly.
Focus on the game. First train takes off. Second train takes off. Jessica finally gets it. There's a 2 hour layover. There's two layovers.
Right.
And then
they're about an hour long.
Yeah, they're about an hour long, and they have to. The models arrive. Blair is trying to hide.
I know.
I think might have been Dana said, "Hey, let's hide."
Right.
But everyone down.
But the thing is, you brought up. I didn't realize it, but you're like, why aren't those models not running?
Well, I said, why aren't they just? I would have been the first. Excuse me. Can I be the first one off the train?
They seemed very nonchalant. The way it was edited, it just seemed very nonchalant.
At one point, they were running, but when they're walking through the tunnel, they're just walking. I don't know if it's just packed.
I have no
idea.
The train
didn't seem like it was that full.
No,
I mean,
I agree.
We've been over there.
They didn't have any urgency.
It's like, okay, we got to run. I would have said, but the trains in Europe, there is no holding them.
No, and they're pretty accurate, those
times. I know,
like
in France, too. When they're scheduled to leave, they leave. Like when we were in Zurich, the train said it was going to get here at, like, say, 8:31. It was...
There at 8:31,
and it was leaving at 8:32. Yeah. There was no waiting for you.
No.
The models seemed to be taking their time. We talked about that. But I liked when Blair was laying down hiding, her dad's just sitting there looking at her. Everyone hide!
He's probably thinking,
well, there's only two trains, right?
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
They're going to figure out that the train's over there.
I know.
The train leaves without him. The train arrives. Everyone but the models are on it. On the same train, Blair is running through the other train, and she slips and falls on the ice. You got to be careful, guys.
Yep.
Ice is slippery. Brody and Kurt finish first. The eight teams on the mat at the same time. Happened once before, and the All-Stars, the models are going home, finishing last.
Yeah.
And they did seem emotional about it. They did seem
Cheer
up. I did question if these people did really care about winning. Obviously, they did. A couple big mistakes in the race, I think we pointed out, is the fact that they didn't think, if you're going to, like, you want to be that first, excuse me, can I be the first one?
Right.
You know, on, one off
but
the
I
train.
Also think when they were doing the flags, they could have, she could have eavesdropped and spent more time seeing what was going on, like that. Maybe they weren't helping, but she could see what they were doing.
Well,
there's
so
some other options that she could have
had. We're only seeing the edit, like you said, step back, forget what's going on.
Exactly.
Get boat back in the zone and finish that, because they were only a minute behind, and they would have probably beat Sherry and Cole or Blair and Scott.
Right.
Or
right.
Blair and Dad, they would have beat them in a race.
Right.
And if it's just a matter of stepping back, and but you know, I'm not there. We get frustrated, but you always tell me, take a break, leave it,
step away from it,
and calm down.
Yes.
And you'll do better. Breathe.
Count to 10 and backwards.
But in sports, I'm different though.
I know.
I get a little more relaxed. But anyway,
who's a good one?
Who do you think's gonna be the next one voted off? Who's one that's gonna
I think Blair and Daddy are going to not make it much longer.
I want to spoil the previews. You don't watch the previews, but it looks tough.
Yeah, it does. Either that or the mom and son one.
Yeah, because it looks
What do you think?
I think it could be the mom and son. It looks like a tough challenge.
Yeah.
I mean, because they're in the snow. It's cold.
Yeah. And you're a pie. It just looks scary.
Yeah. But
I'm looking forward to it.
But made me want to go back to Switzerland.
Yes, it did.
It's my people.
Yes, it is.
My peeps. Well, that's our show for the day. At this time, we'd like to special thank God.
But screwed you can never
every
say
single
that.
Time. Jay screwed up the other day.
Oh, did he?
I'd like to thank us. Take three. I'd like to thank a couple special patrons. Zach. Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Rickner Glaffelder. Thanks for helping us out. Thanks for doing what you do. And that's all we got. So that's it for
we'll
the amazing
see you
race.
Next week.
Can't wait for it next week. Next week. And
you can't talk at all, but
I
it's
can't.
All right.
If the Amazing Race, not Amazing Race, Downton Abbey's final is tonight.
I'm so sad.
And if we do a Downton Abbey podcast, if you like to send some feedback on your thoughts and how it wrapped up, what it meant to you, whatever you feel, you know, whatever Downton Abbey meant to you watching it, if you thought it was a good ending, not a good ending, if you wanted something different, give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Or you can send us an email to ROUR
Downton Abbey
@gmail.com. That's it. Hasta luego. And I promise next week, not as many mistakes.
Okay, good. And goodbye.